This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, an Ella's Leash production. Heard as a podcast around the world, but heard first on radio stations 100.7 WHUD FM and 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Shine On, bringing you healers and dreamers and people who want to make life richer. It's your time to shine on. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Today might sound a little bit like an infomercial, but that's not my intention. My intention is to tell you about a wonderful woman who, 14 years ago, in an effort to help save her daughter's quality of life, created a device that is saving lives and giving people a road out of pain. And she's saving lives in the sense that she's preventing people from getting addicted to painkillers. The device is called the NeuroLumen. And I want you to hear the story of how it came to be. Now I'm going to tell you about what happened to me a couple of weeks ago. It was Sunday of the feast, actually, the big Italian festival in Verplank, where I was selling cannolis. I had to, before the feast, stop at the Let It Shine Again boutique. And I was cleaning up all the trash and putting trash into the dumpster. Now, you may not know this, but like 13 years ago, I injured my back. I have a herniated disc or two in my back. Three surgeons told me to have surgery. I couldn't, at the time, bring myself to go into a hospital. My father had just passed away. Surgery was out for me. I was just going to white-knuckle through this. And what I found was many, many different ways to strengthen myself to live with a herniated disc in my back and be pain-free. But it's a process. You know, everything I do every day is to keep myself as healthy as possible and not aggravate the situation. And I've had, like, the past 12 and a half years been pretty darn good. There's a little flare-up every now and then, but not a big deal. This particular Sunday, you know, I was super tired and tension was high and I'm cleaning up and throwing things in the dumpster and all is well until I went down to just pick up something tiny off the floor. And people with back injuries know, shazam, all of a sudden you are just crippled. There's no moving. The pain is like 11 or 12. That's what happened to me. Luckily, right around the corner was my cousin, Pam Charles, who is a chiropractic neurologist. She's like my Cripple Creek. You know, I've gone to Cousin Pammy many times, like, patch me up, baby. So I walk into her home and literally walk into the living room and fall down on my knees and just lie on the floor. And I said, I need a few minutes. I need a few minutes just lying on the floor to let my spine get back into alignment. Pammy comes out. You know, she says, here's the deal. When you pick something up, honey, you got to have your belly button facing it. She says, because I can't twist and bend at the same time. She says, now your muscles are in spasm and they're protecting, you know, your injury. And she says, and your psoas muscle is particularly tight and in spasm. Now, your psoas muscle is the only muscle that comes off your spine and holds your hips to your body. And if you have a tight psoas, it can mean a lot of negative things for your spine. So it's why one of the reasons you want to stretch and keep limber. Psoas, by the way, is also the muscle that makes filet mignon. You know, it's a muscle deep inside your being and deep inside the cow, and it's very soft. Okay, so that's your psoas, your skeletal information for the day. So Pammy says to me, I'm going to send you home with a NeuroLumen. I have an extra. I want you to put this on your back, strap it on, be on for 30 minutes. This is both light and stimulation, and this is going to help the inflammation and the problem around your spine. So I get through the feast, because I'm fine as long as I'm standing straight up, serving those cannolis, and we had a great night. But then later, I'm on the couch with this NeuroLumen strapped to my back. And almost instantly, I could feel something is going on back there. So I look up NeuroLumen. I go to the website and I send a message via the website that I would like to talk to the person who invented this. She called me. Her name is Shelley Henry. 14 years ago, she invented this device to help with her own daughter's care. But right now, what it's doing for veterans in VA hospitals is amazing. Because the VA, due to the overwhelming opioid addiction crisis, has greatly reduced the number of opioid-based painkilling prescriptions given to veterans. So what happens now?
So what happens is the veteran goes into their practitioner, and if the practitioner feels it will help them, then they can get it directly through their VA. Now, sometimes the practitioner does not know about us, so we have to step in and help on that end. But we work with prosthetics and the VA centers and everything else to help the veteran. And then after the veteran gets his unit or her unit, we work with them extensively until they know exactly how to use it.
This story overwhelms me. I mean, it really truly overwhelms me that, one, we're not giving opioids to veterans anymore, and two, right, you have a device that can ease their pain. How did the veterans associations come to find you?
Well, we actually had a girl that worked with them before, and she just mentioned it, and that's how we started working with veterans, is we contacted them, and they are so ecstatic to have some option that truly works. Not that TENS units don't work, they just don't last, the pain relief doesn't last as long as we'd like it to. So the veterans organizations are ecstatic there's some another option out there for their toolbox.
Okay, tell everybody how, I'm wearing this little thing the size of a cell phone on my back, and I can't see what it's doing, but tell everyone what it's doing.
Okay, so inside the NeuroLumen treatment pad, there are three technologies. There's low-level lasers, electrical stimulation, and LEDs. There's also three different wavelengths of light. So one penetrates very deeply, the next one mid-level, and then you have one that's superficial. That helps get rid of inflammation and increase circulation. So we use your own body to help heal yourself.
How can light heal my back?
Okay, so everyone has heard of infrared heat. Mm-hmm. It runs along the same lines of that, only it uses photons. So this is going to get a little technical, but within each cell, there's a mitochondria. And the mitochondria in the cell actually responds to light. That light actually causes it to produce more energy. So whatever that cell is supposed to do, it's able to do it. Also, it actually increases the what they call cellular respiration. So nutrients can come into the cell and toxins can go out of the cell. But the problem with most light therapies is the toxins will then remain in that area around the cells. So we actually use the electrical stimulation it mimics a fast-paced walk to help move the large vessels in your body, lymphatic drainage, so it moves those toxins out of the area, and then your body can eliminate them.
Okay, I put this little thing, like the size of a deck of cards or cell phone, on my back where I have a herniated disc, and the light goes through my skin and into my mitochondria. And it helps my mitochondria to do what it's mitochondria magic and make the cell do whatever the cell's supposed to do. And then this machine also helps flush out the inflammation. Did I get all that right?
You got it right. Right on the money. It's a little bit different with this because, like electrical stimulation, you can overuse it. With this, you can't, because with the combination of the therapies, all you'll get is a little bit of muscle fatigue if you overuse it.
Okay. How did you come upon this, Shelley Henry, in Oklahoma City?
Well, my daughter was in a car wreck, and I had broken my back in high school playing basketball, and she broke her back in a car wreck at 15. And so I knew what kind of pain she was going to go through, and I just didn't want her to experience that. Plus, the doctor that did her surgery said that he would only give me one round of opioids. The rest I was going to have to figure out through acupuncture or something to help her get out of pain. Well, the problem, she passes out every time she is pricked with a needle. Mm-hmm. So acupuncture was out. So I had to find something else. You know, heating pads didn't work. So I started investigating this. And at the time, I was pre-med. And so I worked with a doctor here in Oklahoma City who ran a pain management clinic, but he used more of the pill side. And so I took his patients that didn't want to use pills, and I started trying different modalities with them under his care. And one day we were treating a stroke patient, and she had lost full use of her hand and was in horrible pain, her whole arm, her whole right side. And by the time, I ran out of time, and so I was treating her with electrical stimulation, and then I would come back in with the lasers later. Well, that day, I put the lasers on her while she was doing the electrical stimulation, and she said, that's it. Mm. She called me the next morning, and she says, Shelley, I've been out of pain for 24 hours. And by the third week, her hand had loosened up, and she was able to pick her keys up off the table. Mm. Now, she couldn't gain full control, but that little bit of movement, she was able to then get herself dressed.
Wow. So it's the light and the stimulation from the, what do you call, the TENS part of it?
Electrical stimulation.
Electrical stimulation.
Yes, and most laser therapy treatments are like 5 seconds and they move to the next spot. This is 30 minutes. And so it really, it's lower powered and it's a very gentle treatment. So it lets the body, you know, 30 minutes, it can acclimate to the light energy.
How's your daughter?
She's fantastic. She was not supposed to have children. And we have two beautiful kids. And the doctor also said that whatever we wanted to do, that we needed to get it done because she would have horrible arthritis in her back. Mm-hmm. Well, she is now 35 or 36, and she has no arthritis in her back, and all she does is neurolumen.
Neurolumen.
A cage in her, a permanent cage in her back.
She has a permanent cage in her back?
Mm-hmm.
To protect her spine? To hold her spine?
Yeah, so they had to rebuild her. She had a burst fracture, so they had to replace the vertebrae.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
And she's great. And she's great. And you're great. And the kids are great. And you know what else is great? That first doctor that said, I'm only going to give you one round of opioids. How did you feel about that at the time? Were you surprised?
No, because when he told me why, because 75% of the children that start on pain medication before they're age 18 become addicted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And another little girl that was in the same situation, she is still battling that to this day.
I want you to repeat that statistic again.
At that time, 75% of children that are put on any type of opioid medication before the age of 18, they will become addicted to it and have a really hard time fighting it.
It's cruel.
Because they don't learn how to manage their pain in other ways.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I was with a woman just the other day. Oh, this is hard. Her young son was in an accident on a motorcycle, and he got painkillers as a result of his care afterwards. He became addicted to the painkillers. And when I talk about wonderful son, we're talking about wonderful son that would put down his video game with the guys and help his mom out. You know, got to postpone, guys. Aww. My mom needs me. Wonderful son. This is a terrible story. He got addicted to the painkillers, couldn't find any more, went on the dark web, bought some, took some, died. It was laced with fentanyl. It's a horrible story. And I'm learning about the neurolumen, which is healing people without painkillers, and hearing this story about this young boy at the same time. And the reason I reached out to you is because I just want to celebrate that what you are doing is going to save lives.
We are hoping. We see, you know, God is still in the miracle business. And we get to see miracles every day.
Yeah.
And so people that can't walk because of pain can now walk. And so my biggest hope is that out of this, people do not give up trying to find ways to relieve their pain.
Yeah.
It may not be neurolumen, it may be something else, but do not give up.
Do not give up finding ways to control your pain or alleviate your pain, because growth is possible, right?
It is.
I know. I think everybody should just, like, get a NeuroLumen and have it in the house. Right?
I love that idea. I love it.
I mean, just like having a washing machine or a vaporizer or a microwave. But, you know, they're expensive. They start at $950, right?
That's right. They start at $950 and go up to $2,500. And the reason they're so expensive is the laser technology. But to put it in perspective, most lasers that are out there right now at this medical grade power are about $8,000 a piece.
Right.
And so with the 950 kit, you get two lasers, four LEDs, and two electrical stimulation pads. Now, if you go up to our full kit, you get 12 lasers. So it's really... Even it's inexpensive as we can make
as
it.
As you can make
it. I promise.
Yeah.
Yes, and to keep the same technology and quality.
So let's talk about this. All over social media, they have lasers that they're selling lasers everywhere, Shelley Henry, everywhere to take the wrinkles off your skin and everything else. Are these for real? These lasers? What is this laser treatment that seems to be like the greatest thing right now?
Okay, so you have a lot of companies that don't understand the difference between LEDs and lasers. LEDs are like your Christmas lights on your tree.
Mm-hmm.
Lasers are truly, they're laser diodes, and there's a complex system that it takes to run them, that you have to have battery, they take an enormous amount of battery power. So lasers are a lot different than LEDs. And to explain the difference, if you take a flashlight and shine it up on against the wall, that is an LED. It shines in a big round circle. A laser is a laser pointer. It's focused. If you take a flashlight on the side of a pool and you shine it, some of the light may get to the bottom. But if you take a laser pointer and shine it, you're going to see that laser pointer dot on the bottom of that pool. And that's kind of the difference, because it's collimated light. It's focused.
Okay.
And amplified.
And it's the laser light that gets into the skin, into the mitochondria.
And into the joints and tissue, and it can penetrate deeper than just an LED.
Okay. How old is this technology?
I developed it completely about 14 years ago.
How does it feel to say that?
I don't, you know what? I can't, you know, I just was the next person in line. I cannot take credit for anything. I give that to the man upstairs.
Shelley Henry, and you returned my call. Like, what kind of a human are you? This is amazing to me.
I don't know. Just a human.
This is amazing.
We're all doing the best we can.
Yeah. This is so great. Okay, so now I'm going to confess to you. I bought one of those face masks that looks like I'm a hockey goalie, you know, with the eyes cut out and there's red lights inside. Did I waste $200?
No.
This was before I met you.
No, you did not, because that is more superficial, and that's what you need.
Okay, that's for my face.
Yeah, that's what you need. That's going to go in just barely under the surface, but that's going to cause that. And how you can tell with those is you can, like, feel the inside of your mouth, and you'll actually feel that it gets thicker as longer you treat.
The inside of my mouth will get thicker?
Yeah, so you'll feel, it feels like it's kind of silly, but it feels like it's puffing up on the inside, and that you can tell the collagen is building. So you can actually feel the difference over time. You'll feel the firmness of your skin improve.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, absolutely. That's good.
I was watching this movie with Tracy Ellis Ross, and she had one on, and I'm like, oh, I want that. And I went on the internet and got it. And then I thought, I'm the most ridiculous person. I don't even know if this works.
But if you put your creams and stuff on top and then do it, it helps it absorb.
Oh, okay. The other thing is, when I've only used it twice. This is going to sound crazy, but maybe you'll know. I use it before I go to bed. It tends to keep me awake. Is all that light energy going in my face waking my cells up or something?
Okay, so it's energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it could, but like when you treat, like with our device, we have the opposite effect. And so we'll have people treating, like we're at a convention or something, we'll have people treating, and they actually fall asleep right there in the chair sitting up in the middle of a convention because it gets them out of pain. So we kind of have the opposite effect happen with ours.
Right. Okay.
But yeah. It could be just the way you are. But it might be the light, too, triggering on your face. It might be triggering your sleep. It might be messing with your sleep patterns with
right.
the light.
Yeah, no, it keeps me up. But that thing I'm talking about, that Freddy Krueger thing I wear on my face, that is not the neurolumen. The neurolumen is something else entirely. Now, does it come in different shapes for different body parts? Do you, or is it just that one light box?
So we have two different styles of treatment pads. We have what we call the dual pad, and that is where it has two pads that are connected with a cord, and the electrical stimulation, they're separate from each other. So you can treat up to 6 inches apart, or you can treat a joint on each side like knees. And then we have the single pad, which is when you look at it, it's one pad with two electrical stimulation pads built into it.
Mm-hmm.
So they have two different kinds of treatment pads. And then we have all kinds of wraps for shoulders and knees and backs and things like that.
What do you hear from the people who use it?
Every day we get to hear thank yous and it has given me back my life and I'm able to garden again. I'm able to dance with my wife. We have a guy that was pretty much, he had Agent Orange poisoning and he had pretty much given up, you know, traveling. And yet he is at Yellowstone Park right now in his motorhome.
Wow.
So, you know, we have an 80-year-old man that used to hike every day, and he hadn't hiked in 2 years. And he called us on his hike. So we really get, and what we love about our veterans is we get to be part of their life. And that's really special to us.
My mom is 91, and she is super cool, you know, wearing her cute jeans and all like that. But her back hurts and she's hunched over. Would this help her?
Yes. Go slap it on her back and make her sit down. Yes, it'll help release that. And depending on what's causing that, like scoliosis, mm-hmm. it's able to release that tension that's pulling to one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's able to help with that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you have been amazingly wonderful. Is there anything else you want our listeners to know?
Just, you know, the veterans, one of the things that we're seeing is what we call suicidal pain. And they're in such pain and they're having to, sometimes the VA can be difficult to work with. And my prayer is that before you do something with that pain, because you're just so tired of it, that you give us a call.
Say that one more time, that last part.
If the pain just gets so much where you don't think you can bear it anymore, give us a call, because we can help.
Thank you, Shelley Henry, so much, and tell everybody the website.
It's www.neurolumen.com. That's NEUROLUMEN.com.
That's Shelley Henry. She invented the neurolumen. Not cheap, but entirely worth it, especially if you're like me or my mom and you live with a compromised spinal situation. I can't recommend it more. I wish each of you had a cousin like Dr. Pam Charles to give you a spare one, but it's really something to look into. And I just find it so amazing that Shelley Henry broke her back as a child and then invented a device to help heal her own child. And now it's helping so many people all around the world. And what I also find amazing is a stranger reaches out in the middle of the night to say, I want to talk to you about this. And while I was sitting here in this very studio, my phone rings. And it's Shelley Henry. And she's like, hi, it's Shelley Henry from Neurolumen. Now think about this. She invented this device 14 years ago. She doesn't need to be calling some radio lady, but she did it because she's passionate about what she created and how it helps people. Truly a spectacular human. What a beautiful spirit. What a beautiful, beautiful spirit. So that's my story for today. The Neurolumen. Shelley Henry. Cousin Pammy. All right. We need a good thought for the day. And it's an Arabian proverb. He who has health has hope, and he who has hope has everything. Shine on. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, for your entertainment only. Heard Sunday mornings on 100.7 WHUD and 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Subscribe to Shine on iTunes and SoundCloud and catch a show anytime at kacey.co. That's kacey.co. Shine On.